You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
Today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the feast of the Archangel Michael and the other heavenly bodiless hosts. This feast is one of the most ancient feasts in the Church. It was established even before the First Ecumenical Council. And the reason that the feast was established was to promote the proper veneration of angels. Because there is a heresy, which is a very sticky one, that keeps kind of sticking on to people and keeps coming back. And we've even seen it in our times, although less now, as it was more like around the turn of the century, this recent century. This idea that, you know, angels created the world and angels are in charge of everything and so on and so forth. Of course, we have our two basic major categories of angels, light and dark. And of course, the dark would like you very much to believe that angels created the world. That would help them to attract you to their side if we are somehow degrading God by teaching that God did not create the world. Of course, he did. But the angels are sent as messengers to man. And there are certain times in the history of our salvation when the angels have been very active. Other times, not as much. They are sent when they are most needed, just as the Lord sends us everything that is best for our salvation when we need it. Not when we think we need it, but when we actually need it. This is above our pay grade, brothers and sisters, and it's important for us to humble ourselves and to accept that the Lord sends us what is best for our salvation when it is best for our salvation. For instance, in some way, it must be good for us to have snow today, probably so that we will humble ourselves and slow down a little bit, and spend less time on the accelerator, and just drive safely, and quietly, and humbly, and not like, what's a good metaphor? Well, we can't really use that word in the church, but in any case, not like people who don't drive humbly, and quietly, and safely. Today, brothers and sisters, is an important day for our parish. We have many people who celebrate their names days today. Armenians who are here today, Subdeacon Raphael, Father Michael, who couldn't be here today because of his health, and also Father Michael Carney, who is a priest in our deanery, a little bit farther north and west of here, and he's probably enjoying quite a bit more of the snow than we are on this day, on his name's day. Brothers and sisters, let us have a proper veneration of the holy angels. Let us see them and understand them for what they are. Those who are sent to help us. Each of us is given a guardian angel when we are brought into the church. Most of us by baptism, some of us by chrismation. A guardian angel is appointed to stand with us. It would behoove us, it would be very good for us, if we were a little bit more active in asking the guardian angel's help as we go through life. The angel is trying to help us. We're usually trying not to listen. Perhaps on this day of St. Michael and the other bodiless hosts, when we are also celebrating the commemoration of our own guardian angel, we could try to listen a little bit more to the good that the guardian is trying to motivate us to, and to listen a little bit less to the bad that that other guardian, which seems to have been appointed also to us, a dark angel, to tempt us. Brothers and sisters, this guardian angel is given to us for our salvation. Let us ask his help. Let us turn to St. Michael, St. Raphael, St. Gabriel, the other angels, those that we know, those that we don't know, and ask their prayers before the throne of God for our salvation. If we do this, brothers and sisters, then today is not just for us a day of the first snowfall of this year, of unfortunately people dying on the roads because they are driving like crazy people. It's a day for us, brothers and sisters, when we draw near to our Lord and to our salvation. May he grant this to all of us. Amen.
Bro, my boy, yeah, bro.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.